this is a picnic or something instead of a court of law. Gee, well, I see Mr. Peters is wearing decent clothes today, so the fine that this court imposed yesterday is remitted.
Well, mine is in your river. That's pretty good.
Well, you see, I told you I could fix it for you. If you just left this business all to me, I'd have the whole thing fixed. I'll have this case over with and come in. And we'll be back to shore instead of wasting our time. Come in, I said. Instead of wasting our time. Daddy Burns, why don't someone see who's laughing?
Order, please. We've got to have order at this bar.
How's that, Jed?
I said order at the bar.
I'll take a fast barrel. I don't drink hard liquor.
Your Honor, I would like to call your attention to the fact that this case, which should have been settled in an hour or so, has been dragged on for 2 days. There's been so many unnecessary interruptions that we haven't introduced any testimony. Now, we can't have that.
What do you say, Jed?
Jed didn't have it.
As I say, we...
I wonder if I can get some vanilla.
We can't have that sort of thing.
You can't have that sort of thing.
I may see...
Well, what can I have?
Will you please stop mumbling when I'm trying to talk to His Honor? What do you want, anyway?
Well, if I can't have sarsaparilla or vanilla, I'll take chocolate.
Yes, no, I have lemonade.
Just a moment. I'll tell you people who have to stop that noise. Now, Mr. Falter, get on with your case. You've wasted too much time to pitch. And speak up. I'm a bit hard of hearing.
Yes, Your Honor. Mrs. Bell, take the stand, please. Now, Mrs. Bell, tell the court your name and where you live.
I'm Gladys Bell. I live in Corn Center.
Yes, we'd be just as glad as you didn't.
Mrs. Bell, how old are you?
I just arrived at 22.
You must have took a detour.
That's pretty good.
Your Honor.
Well, what's the matter now, Mr. Porter?
Your Honor, he...
What, say?
Your Honor, he...
Here's your honor.
Whose honor? Whose honor? Why, Dad burn your hide for 2 cents?
What's the matter?
Dad being a judge, he can call me names. What, say?
Your Honor, he...
Here's your honor.
Whose honor? Whose honor? Why, Dad burn your hide for 2 cents?
What's the matter?
Dad being a judge, he can call me names. Said I was honored.
I didn't.
Well, you certainly did. I hear you.
I simply said...
Well, Mr. Falter, you ought to be able to conduct this case without losing your temper.
But I didn't lose my temper.
Well, never mind. Dear Mrs. Price, this time. But don't let it happen again. Go ahead with the witness.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Bell, what was your attitude toward Mr. Peters? What has it been in the past?
Well, I've always been very friendly toward him. In fact, when he returned to Corn Center from Stigville, I even wrote a poem in his honor. He, in turn, always...
You have to speak just a little louder, Mrs. Bell. Why did you write what?
I wrote a poem about Mr. Peters in his honor. He is...
Dad, dang it, there you go again. There you go again, saying I'm ornery. I ain't going to stand for it, Judge.
No, the witness said no such thing.
That will do, Mr.
Falter.
I heard what the witness said.
And she said I was
hungry.
Oh,
nonsense.
All that will do, Mr. Falter, that will do. Just proceed with examination and warn your witness to keep her temper.
The point I've been trying to make, Mrs. Bell, is that you have always felt friendly toward Mr. Peters, and you thought he felt friendly toward you. Is that correct?
Why, yes. That is, until recently.
Mm-hmm. You may have had little differences, but you always met him halfway, and he met you. In the pasture. How's that? In the pasture.
Yes, you met him in the pasture.
That's a lie. That's a dad darn lie. I never met her in the pasture.
Well, now, just a moment, gentlemen. Just a moment.
Your Honor, I object to these incessant interruptions. I can't continue the case unless...
Now, Mr. Falter, I warned you about keeping your temper. Instruct the witness to answer the question.
What question?
Whether she was in the habit of meeting Mr. Peters in the car patch.
But she said nothing about
me. I said instruct her to answer the question.
Oh, very well. Mrs. Bell. Did you ever meet Mr. Peters in a cow pasture?
I certainly did not. If Mr. Peters met anyone in a cow pasture, it most assuredly wasn't I. It was someone else.
There you are, Your Honor. If Mr. Peters met anyone in a cow pasture, it was not Mrs. Dell. It must have been...
Another cow.
Yes, another cow. No! Oh, Your Honor! Your Honor, I wish to retract that statement. It was a slip.
What did he say?
I said he slipped in the cow pasture.
Yes, I said, no, I didn't slip in the cow pasture. I'm making no references to pastures and cows. Your Honor, I make the motion that my remarks be removed from the record. Expunged off the...
Expunged off of what?
Say, will you please...
Expunged off the cows. That's what he was doing in the pasture. Expunged off the cows.
I must have been pretty dad darn hard up to sponge off a poor cow.
Your Honor, how long are you going to permit this to go on?
I'm sorry, Mr. Folger, but I didn't quite catch all of that. Well, who was it that was in the pasture, and what was he doing there? Meeting Mrs. Dale or sponging a cow?
Oh, Your Honor, no. No, Your Honor, please, may I have your attention for just a moment? The reference to pastures and cows is entirely irrelevant and immaterial. I move that all such references to the cow is stricken.
What you say is stricken?
The cow.
I knew that cow was sick, or he wouldn't have been in the pasture sponging it off.
Well, what's the matter with the cow, Mr. Folger?
There was nothing the matter with the cow. Cows have nothing to do with the case.
Well, it seems to me you're wasting a great deal of time talking about them.
The only remark that I made in that respect was to say that I'd like cows.
Yes. But, you see, Judge, it's just that he likes cows.
I like cows myself. I'm very little Christian. But we can't spend all morning talking about them. Suppose you continue with examination, Mr. Folger.
Very well, Your Honor. Now, listen here. Resuming where we left off. You say that you always felt very friendly toward Mr. Peters, and you thought he was friendly toward you.
Yes, indeed. I always thought of him as a dear good friend, and so quick.
You never had a serious quarrel with him, did you?
Oh, of course not. He always got along wonderfully.
Now tell the court what you received in the mail one day.
It was a note from Mr. Peters and Mr. Winter.
And what did the note say?
Well, I can't quote it, but it spoke of me in a very disrespectful manner. It said I was an affidavit and a public nuisance.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know the note was from Mr. Peters?
Why, because it was signed by him.
Thank you, Mrs. Dale. Take the whistle.
How's that?
He said for you to take Mrs. Dale.
Take her where?
I don't know. Take her to the pasture.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't be seen with her.
Quiet, please. As you are conducting your own case, Mr. Peters, you have the privilege of cross-examining witness.
You mean ask the question?
Sure, that's it.
Sure. I don't know nothing to ask you.
Ask you about that hen.
Oh, yeah. What kind of hen lays the longest?
I haven't the slightest idea.
You see, Judge,
forgive that. No, I object. That's it.
Yes, Judge, and that bit of the truth. You answer me.
It's incompetent, irrelevant, and immaterial.
You're crazy. It's a dead hand.
I'm afraid you don't understand, Mr. Peters. You must ask questions of the thing that you have testimony.
Yes, how long you lived in Corn Center, Mrs. Dale?
Oh, Chuck, what's the use of asking her that? You know she's lived here since she was knee high with grasshoppers.
How's that?
I say she's lived here since she was high with grasshoppers.
Now, you're saying you mean grass high to a knee hopper.
Well, I ain't crazy at all. High with a grasshopper.
You are crazy. Hop high to a knee grasshopper.
No, go high to a knee hopper. I ain't crazy.
You are. Knee high to a hop.
Go high to a knee hopper.